Right. I've been watching this football team as long as I can remember. I have never once in my life ever thought anything bad against a Native American, an Indian, anything.
But
Only thing is the fans of the team is I can't stand. But I guess you at some point you won't even be able to say that. Oh, you're offending the fans. What fun is that
no,
then?
You're broadening this argument way too much.
Yeah. Well, I think
it's about this phrase only.
Yeah.
And
well,
people find it insulting, and that it's no, you're making it too big of a thing. It's these words.
Well, it is a big thing.
It's a big thing,
yeah.
But you are expanding the argument to something more than it is.
More than
I say they're saying that these words are insulting,
absolutely. I have never once been.
And if someone said to you, "These words hurt me. They are offensive to me. They insult me, and they're demeaning to me."
How do words actually hurt you?
Well,
though?
You are giving a lot of power to these words, but if someone.
Ridiculous. There isn't a Boston Irish Catholic ball joke you could say to me that would hurt my feelings. I try anybody to call in with an Irish joke that would hurt my feelings.
There are
ever.
Insulting words out there, and if someone sent them to you, you would be upset.
Now I'm upset at you.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. It's just unbelievable.
We're actually putting too much effort into this one argument.
Just,
there are far greater things. I totally agree
that's
with
like
that.
That's like the Red Sox.
Hits it in the air to center field. Napoli.
10 innings. 2-1. Over the Twins, the Sox will take their three-game winning streak out to Oakland. Hopefully they'll keep it going. And 11-year-old Lucy Lee. I'm sorry, it's L-I. Is that how you would say Lucy?
She is adorable. She's 11 years old.
You can call her. She can call herself whatever she wants. She's playing in the United States Women's Open Golf Championship down in Pinehurst, North Carolina this week. That's right. The USGA is doing something different this year. They're playing the Women's U.S. Open the exact same spot as last week's Men's U.S. Open down at Pinehurst. And this 11-year-old qualified. It's not a sponsor's exemption, nothing. An open championship means anybody's open to play. No matter how your age, as long as you're good enough to play, you're in. And 11 years old, mark that down. That's the youngest player ever at a USGA event. Interesting. I'm rooting for her.
All right, I am too.
And I'm also rooting for the United States over Portugal. There you go.
All right.
Sunday.
I can agree with you there.
Is that offensive to anybody? Can we root for the USA? I mean, come on. Redskins. Who hasn't watched a Redskins game in the last 30, 40, 60 years and thought of that? Are they thinking of Joe
Theismann?
They're thinking
have.
Of
no.
Dan Schneider, that little
I don't
owner.
Even know who he is.
He's the little owner. That's what I mean. And people, that's why. Why should they change? People don't even know who this team is. And they're like, well, you should change your name. It's like, change your name of your business? That's unfair.
People change the name of their business
all
the time.
But you shouldn't be pressured into it. This is America. He's had a business going for you. All of a sudden, somebody's now
I'm not really worried about him.
Yeah.
He's not my problem. No. It is 7:34, 69 degrees.
But you have
sunshine.
An opinion. You'll say, I think he should change his name of his business. That's a big deal. You can't
well,
just change.
You know,
tell somebody that in America, you need to change the name of your business. That's been going on forever. No.
If it's insulting.
Yeah.
And mean. Yeah.
So you think, okay, do I want your opinion?
Well, thank you. Thank you for
great. Forecasting New Hampshire and bringing you Maine's total weather on today's 94.9 HOM.
For today, I'm WMTW meteorologist Matt Seidel on 94.9 HOM.
It is 7:38 in Lewiston, 67, Concord, 65, 69 sunshine in Portland.
It's HOM Mornings with Sandra and Teddy. Kathleen Fleury.
Yes.
Our friend.
Breath of fresh air.
Yeah, she is. She's wicked sweet. She's the editor-in-chief of Downey's Magazine. They get their Best Of issue out.
I love the picture on the cover.
I know. It's beautiful. She's probably already here. So
she is.
Got a new one from Rixton after this. Hang tight.
It feels like a perfect night.
HOM Mornings with Sandra and Teddy.
I didn't know I could actually have fun in the morning.
Every morning.
On today's 94.9 HOM.
They're my morning show.
Northern New England's at work station.
All I need's a little love in my life.
Today's 94.9 HOM. Northern New England's at work station. That's Rixon. It's R-I-X-T-O-N. They're from Manchester.
New Hampshire?
England.
Oh.
It's me and my broken heart on HOM Mornings with Sandra and Teddy. Just a couple of minutes away from the 8 o'clock All Music Workday kickoff.
It is 7:46. Sunshine in Portland, 69. Highs in the 70s today. Mostly clear tonight in the 40s and low to 50s. And then sunshine again tomorrow up into the 70s.